this group. It was like me being excited for brunch tomorrow morning. I have more excitement. You guys excited to hear this group? It's really good. Brunch is good for you. Brunch is not good for me when I leave here in a couple hours and come back a few after that. couple quick things. My name is Kevin. For anyone I've met yet, I'm a music director here for all time. Thank you for being concerned. Some great things going on. We do live music every night of the week. Some really fun things. These guys are back here tomorrow night, so come check that out. Tell your friends. 6 and 8 o'clock. It's an hour earlier. Set your watch accordingly. Let's see, next month, October, which is basically this month at this point. Eddie Gomez is here with his trio, Stefan Carlson, Ed Sof, incredible Eddie Gomez, Eddie, Bill Evans, that one thing?
Yeah, okay.
As well, Marco Benevento, another piano trio, come check him out. Ron Milesby with his trio.
Yes.
Ron, we have to give him props because he's here. As well, what else is going on? November, Ben Allison will be here with his band. This is really cool because Ben has not been to Denver in a long time, and Allison Miller's on drums with him. So you can come back and get another dose. The Allisons, yes. Also, that month, Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey is doing their recording here for their new record. Sean Jones is here for that month. Let's see, looking way further out, Otis Taylor's here for New Year's. So any Otis?
Yeah.
So some fun stuff. Come back and see us. Second point, we are listening room, so please take care of your cell phones, and please, I can't beg you enough. No talking while these guys are playing. Is everybody cool with that?
Yeah.
All right. We can cut the spiel short. That helped me make a ton of noise. One of my absolute favorite groups, Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom.
Thanks, Kevin. Did anybody stay from the first set?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I can't tell the same jokes. I'd love to introduce the band before we start. Myra Melford on piano. I'm honored to be on stage with her. This year, she won the Doris Duke Award, which is a major award, and a Guggenheim, all in one year. So please check out her music. She's an incredible composer, and actually we're gonna play one of her tunes this set. Also, Denver's own Ron Miles. And my good friend, and cute bass player, Chris Lightcap on bass. That was so sexist of me. Anyway, we're going to start the set tonight with a tune that I actually wrote in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And I wrote this for my dear friend Jen Gilleran, who's a great drummer, who used to live in Denver, and now she lives in Seattle. I wrote this for her in Cheyenne, and it's called Cheyenne.
Thank you.
Cornette. Myra Melford. Tune that I wrote off our new record, and this is called Speak Eddie, and it's written for Eddie Marshall, who was a great West Coast drummer, and he passed away about 2 years ago, and I wrote the song the day after he died, and it's based off of a cool five-note melody that he used to play on the drums all the time, and it's like, this is the only song that I've written on the drums. So this is to Eddie Marshall, and it's called Speak Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you.
pleasure to be here. And Kevin noted, I don't know what he said at the beginning of this set, because I was in the bathroom, but TMI. But it's been a year to the day since we were here, so it's fun. I hope this becomes an annual September 28th and 29th event. It's really fun. And I have to say, you know, I came in on Wednesday, and I've been giving, I've been doing clinics at all the different colleges around the area, and also the Denver School for the Arts. And that is such a great school. It's really fabulous. I just couldn't believe it yesterday when I went into that school, and I couldn't believe the level of musicianship that I got a chance to work with from such young kids. And I also couldn't believe how well behaved all the kids were. And I thought, you know, maybe. And the teacher was telling me that there are never any problems in that school. And I thought, well, maybe it's because they're really getting a chance to follow their passion at such a young age, so they don't. They're distracted by their passion, so they don't get into other trouble. I don't know, but it was really wonderful to be there. This is a great area here. We're going to continue with Rockin' Chair. Is that what I have up? Okay. We're going to play the great Hoagy Carmichael song, Rockin' Chair, which was made famous by Louis Armstrong, and we kind of put a little modern twist on it. This is Rockin' Chair. Thank you.
play a tune that Myra wrote, and this is off our new record, and this is called The Kitchen.
Thank you.
Denver has different rules than New York City with driving. Because I was like, I saw this huge lane, and it was just right outside of our hotel, and I saw this huge lane, and there was a big, like a, what do you call those buses? A coach bus that was in the lane, but then there was a whole other lane next to it, so I just pulled right up next to it, and turns out we were both turning right, and that wasn't a lane that I was in. So I got hit by a bus. You don't think it was my fault? There's so much space in Denver. I mean, this one lane was huge.
The bus hit your car.
Oh.
We weren't moving. The bus hit us, so it's the bus's fault.
Yeah.
I hope my insurance company agrees with this. Anyway, we had to sit there for about an hour and a half to wait for the cops, and then we got here about 6:15, so we didn't have time to rehearse anything. But we're having a blast. Are you guys having a good time? Okay, we are going to continue with Early Bird. This is how disheveled I am. I don't even have a set list for myself. I'm just guessing. Early Bird? They're all gone. They checked out. They're back in their hotel room.
It's the altitude.
Okay. We're going to play a tune that I wrote off of our new album. And I wrote this early one morning and during a time that was not an easy time in my life. And writing music was really one of the only respites during that time. So this song just is another one that just kind of thankfully came out one morning, and it's called Early Bird.
Yeah.
good mood. Life is good, right? And when it's not, it's gonna get better. Okay, so we're gonna continue with I'm extra ditzy tonight. Okay, we're gonna continue with a song that I wrote. I think it's Big and Lovely, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote this song for one of my dear friends, and a few of my friends out in the audience know this woman well. I'll tell a little story behind this song. I have my dear friend Toshi Regan, who's a great singer and an activist. Yeah. If you don't know Toshi, immediately go home after the show, and not now, after the show, and Google her. She's amazing. So she's one of my dear friends, and for a while we had this thing going on called the Monday Night Throwdown. And it was me and Toshi Regan and another great singer and performer, Elizabeth Ziff. And we would meet up one Monday a month, and one of us would pick a steakhouse to go to in New York. And we'd go to that steakhouse, and we'd throw down for many hours. We'd eat a lot of steak. And it rotated. So each, you know, I would pay one time for everybody, and then the next time around, Toshi would pay. And somehow I always got stuck with the most expensive steakhouse. I don't know how that happened, but I don't care. Anyway, so I wrote this song the morning after we had one of those throwdowns. And I definitely did not feel so hot this morning. So this song is for Toshi Regan, and it's called Big and Lovely. Thank you. the set with a tune that I wrote called CFS. And this song is called, it stands for Candy Flavored Sidewalks. And it's the soundtrack to my fantasy of riding down Sixth Avenue on a skateboard paved with Jolly Ranchers. Great Jolly Ranchers. Wouldn't that be awesome? It's a great idea. Maybe during the gay parade, they should have great Jolly Ranchers.
Every day.
All the time. We wouldn't get anything done. Anyway, it's called CFS. And thank you so much for coming out and hearing this music. And we really couldn't keep making creative music without you all. So thank you so much for coming. Thank you to Kevin and Dazzle, and we'll be here again tomorrow night. And also I have CDs for sale of our new record, and I also sell vinyl, because I'm a firm believer that vinyl is amazing. The music sounds best on a record player. So I have those for sale as well, my live record and our new record. Myra Melford on piano. Ron Miles on cornet. Chris Lightcap on bass.
Miles on cornets.